26, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Beep Banter!
Good afternoon to all the twins born under the Gemini sign, Eric Taylor and David Lynch enthusiasts. And welcome to another episode of
The Banter. We're back, baby, and we're live.
I'm going to say some stuff.
Okay. Guys, I get so scared every time we do a live episode because Sarah...
Me?
it's not you, it's me. I get scared.
Yeah.
Y'all, and my voice isn't ready. Chat, everything's going bad.
Chat.
Guys, I can't do this without Jesse either. Like, it's actually scary.
I'm here for you, baby. Okay. I'm always here for you. I'm going to guide you through this. I know your first time is always hard,
okay.
Right?
Okay. And I'm going to mute you. That's enough.
We have a special episode for you today. Aiden's going to keep his hand on my mute button so that I don't say something.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. There's updates to the story that we were talking about last week, so we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Canada Shore. We're going to talk about...
Oh, people are going to find out that we watched it without them.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. One episode of Canada Shore, and then we got tired. Like, yeah. It was kind of BS anyway.
Aiden's going to start with his first few songs, though, and then we'll get into all of the things that we desperately need to talk about and that you need to hear about.
I'm going to be starting off by playing Chanson des Jumelles from The Young Girls of Rochefort. Jacques Demy movie. The song is by Michel Legrand with vocals from Anne Germain and Claude Parent. Hope I'm saying that right. And I'm also going to be playing the Goldberg Variations aria from the Glenn Gould album. It's really good. Like, you'll hear him, like, he hums and he, like, moans and stuff. Pause. He moans and stuff, like, while he's playing. So you can hear him, like, exclaim. Mm. And it's a great performance.
So, yeah, this is Aiden's nighttime music. So hope you enjoy, Eric. Spin them.
Play them.
Ils sont arrivés. Ils s'installent sur la place.
Tu sais, les gosses seront jamais prêts. Faudra les faire répéter dimanche matin.
Bon, non. Tu crois?
Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Toutes deux demoiselles ayant eu des amants très tôt. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Nous fûmes toutes deux élevées par maman, qui pour nous se priva travailla vaillamment. Elle voulait de nous faire des érudites, et pour cela vendit toute sa vie des frites. Nous sommes toutes deux nées de père inconnu, cela ne se voit pas mais quand nous sommes nus. Nous avons toutes deux autres des reins, c'est fou, là un grain de beauté qu'il avait sur la joue. Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Aimant la vie tournelle, les calembours et les bons mots. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Nous sommes toutes deux joyeuses et ingénues, attendant de l'amour ce qu'il est convenu d'appeler coup de foudre ou sauvage passion. Nous sommes toutes deux prêtes à perdre raison. Nous avons toutes deux une âme délicate, artiste passionné,
musicienne,
acrobate,
cherchant un homme beau,
cherchant un homme beau. Bref, un homme idéal, avec ou sans défaut. Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Du plomb dans la cervelle, de la fantaisie.
De leçons de solfège, mais j'en ai jusque-là, la province m'ennuie. Je veux vivre à présent de mon art à Paris.
Je n'enseignerai pas toute ma vie la danse à Paris.
Marie, moi aussi, je tenterai ma chance. Pourquoi passer mon temps à enseigner des pas alors que j'ai envie d'aller à l'opéra. Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, mais sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Deux cœurs quatre prunelles à embarquer à l'égretto. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Mais dis-moi le cas.
Ça y est, je suis en retard.
Delphine.
Oui.
Tu vas chercher Boubou?
Oh, tu veux pas y aller?
Bah, j'y reste l'après-midi.
Oh, je peux pas sortir avec ça.
Oh, puis si.
Oh, puis non.
J'ai rendez-vous à midi avec Guillaume, je n'y serai jamais.
Qu'est-ce qu'il veut encore celui-là?
Je ne sais pas, me voir.
Oh, bah, il attendra.
Tu rentres déjeuner?
Oui, mais pas avant une heure.
Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait de mon poudrier?
Ah non, je vais.
Joie bien.
Au revoir,
au revoir.
You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to the Goldberg Variations aria by Glenn Gould. And before that, we heard Chanson des Jumelles by Michelle Legrand. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
On CFRC, bangers.
Bangers. Shout out to all my twins out there. Juliana, you my Leo twin. Mm-hmm. You my goat. You my twin.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song about twins. Do you want to talk about the movie?
Yeah, we watched The Young Girls of Rochefort, which Jacques Demy, his most popular movie is probably Les Pas Rapides de Cherbourg.
Yeah, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Which low-key is like...
It's like an opera.
It's an opera, but the way that they sing the song is not belted like an opera. Mm-hmm. They just sing every word, and it actually took me 40 minutes of hitting the pen the whole time to be like, oh, they're never going to stop.
Right.
Oh, they're really not going to stop. But this was like a really like fun musical. Mm-hmm. About these twins, Delphine and Solange. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Delhi and Solo.
When I name my kid Delphine, I call her Deli.
Hey girl, come here, Deli.
Come on, meat. Get over here, meat.
Right, you smell like meat.
It was so good. I loved it so much. The twins were so good. The outfits were so good. They wear the biggest hat. Et n'oublie pas mon grand chapeau.
Right.
And that was beautiful.
No, it really is a movie about like why you need to gossip. Like, that's low-key what the movie's about.
Yeah, because you were like, girl, if they all just sat down and keyed, come on.
They would all find... It's basically like the small... It's like set in Rochefort, and all of these, like... All these women and men are trying to, like, find their lovers. And they're mm-hmm. like, oh, I loved this woman, like, long time ago, but I can't find her again. But mm-hmm. she's in the city, and they, like, cross paths a million times.
Yeah, and, like, they're all connected to the same characters. Like, they all know mm-hmm. the mother, but they're never at the same dinner party, and they don't, like... And I'm like... Girl, if you just keyed and you were like, there's this little blonde 5'7" man and he wants me, I'd be like, Maxence. Oh my God, wait, I saw him, yeah. Girl. Let me give you his. No, because also if they had phones too, let me pull up the Insta. Girl, we have mutuals.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I know him. Right. DM him.
They could never make this today.
But it was so good. I loved it so much. And the kid's name is Boo Boo.
Yeah. A lot of funny names, a lot of silly names.
Yeah, don't play with me. That was crazy.
Okay, what are your next two songs that you have, Sarah?
I'm playing a song by Uri, who we know and love, made an album with Helena DeLand, which is beautiful. But this is not from that. But it's called Down. And then I'll also be playing the banger that we all know, Hard by FKA Twigs. Mm-hmm. The song is the most popular for a reason. It's so good. I saw her at the Grammys just being there. Right.
Yeah, well, she did win a Grammy for electronic dance album, but they don't show, like, for some reason, we should talk about the Grammys, actually.
Yeah, they don't show a lot at the Grammys. Like, yeah. Turnstile won best, like, rock album, and they didn't show that as well.
Yeah, but good for her. I'm happy she won.
I wish Cher presented her award. Like,
girl,
I want to see
Cher
that.
Was funny as hell. And actually, Trevor Noah needs to stop posting. I mean, this is his last time, I think.
Which, thank God.
He is actually... very bad at hosting.
We did say that who should be... Well, one, I think I should be the host.
Well, Sarah would be the host, but she has no joke, so that would be
no, what do you mean? What does Cinderella say when she goes to the
ball?
No,
you can't say that on the air. You can't talk about that on the air. Guys.
Moving on, but, you know, I'd be a really good Grammy host. But who did we actually... Oh, the guy from SNL, Marcello? Yeah, he'd be good. I would let him do that.
Sure. I think Conan O'Brien could be good, I think... Charlie XCX because she
XCX and Chapel Row did not want to be there reading the teleprompter. They wanted to leave.
They were like quiet.
Yeah. It was quiet.
Yeah.
But you know, let's play these songs.
Yeah.
We can talk more about the Grammys after.
All right, let's play some Uri. Thank you.
Make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
You just listened to Down by Uri and Hard by FKA Twigs on CFRC. What were those two songs?
Bangers.
Hard. Oh. They were hard.
Hey, no, and the transition from the Uri, because at the end of the Uri song, she's going hard. Yeah. And then to FKA Twigs, Hard. That was crazy.
That was great. Brad and I'm actually playing that out.
Right. Guys, let's talk about the AMS again.
Guys,
let's talk about the AMS again. Mm-hmm. There's been updates. There is a motion that passed to release the receipts.
Yeah, release the tapes. Gate. And I don't want that cheese whiz redacted.
Right.
I want full receipts. I want to see DoorDash orders.
Itemized
I want to see
purchases.
Lululemon orders.
Yes,
I want to see Sensation orders.
The real question is, when are these going to come out? Because there was no timeline discussed. Mm-hmm. I do want to read this section from the article, which is from the Queen's Journal. Everything is alleged, y'all. I don't know.
Alleged.
Okay. Rector Nikki Boychuk Hale, which, by the way, do you know what the rector is?
No.
It's kind of crazy that they have this position that's literally like the class traitor position. Like, this is the person, like, no shade to her, actually. She kind of ate her up in this article, so. But they have this position that's, like, talking to administration, basically. So it's, like, the person who's, like, in all the administrative meetings and whatever. Anyway, Rector Nikki Boychuk Hale directed a question to Jenna Amer, asking whether the AMS or Amer would be prepared to disclose the credit card transaction to, quote-unquote, completely clear the situation. After Amer initially appeared to miss the question, Boychuk Hale repeated it, asking whether she'd be willing in the next 24 hours or whenever is manageable in a time frame to publish the record of the AMS president's credit card transactions. Mm-hmm. Amer responded that she, quote, doesn't have the authority to do that. Like, okay, girl.
What?
Like, I don't understand. Like,
who else would?
I don't understand.
Yeah, release the tapes.
Mm-hmm. Release the files. But I think they will, hopefully.
No,
soon.
Do you know what I'm picturing that interaction? You know, like the CNN reporter and Trump when she was talking
Girl,
about.
Why are you comparing Jenna Amer to Trump? Like, let's, guys.
No, I'm just picturing. Guys, I'm not making that comparison.
Right.
But, like, do you know what video I'm talking about with the CNN reporter? And she's talking about it. She's like, and he's like, well, I'm not in the tapes. And so that's cleared. Can we move on to something else? You're a horrible reporter. Like,
oh, well, I mean, there's like a million instances,
okay,
like many
you know
such
what?
Cases.
I think it's fair just because I do think though that the Journal did a really bad job.
Okay, not too much on the Journal.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think it was kind of confusing
the first article, mm-hmm. but then they corrected it and it made it less confusing.
Yeah.
I think what made it more confusing was the statement, which had different numbers in it than the meeting minutes, which that was what confused me.
Yeah. I also think just the going over the purchase with the finance director who has been under the president.
Yeah, like
for
that's a lot.
The entire year. I think if it was like a complete third party and that was like documented properly, no one would question this as much now.
Yeah.
Still, people aren't still like unhappy with what they received.
Yeah.
If it was like an external Queen's party going over these purchases and then that person is saying, okay, I went over the credit card transactions, I think it'd be like in bed at that point.
Right, exactly. In bed.
Mm.
Girl. You mean laid to rest?
Listen, like, it's early.
It's early. It's like 1:30. Guys, we're coming at you live. It's 1:24. I'm going to play my next two songs.
Yeah, play them.
Which are going to be Chick Habit by April March, a banger. And I'm also going to be playing Let's Get Wet by Martin Booty Spoon.
Mm.
Fantastic Montreal Canadian producer.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy these, Juliana and Eric. Love
yes,
you.
Play them.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You just listened to Chick Habit by April March and Let's Get Wet by Martin Booty Spoon on CFRC Radio.
Booty Spoon?
Yes, girl. You didn't hear me the first time.
Well, I didn't clock it.
Oh, also, guys, happy Black History Month.
Hey, come on.
Come on. I don't know why I said that, but...
If you didn't know, Aiden is white.
happy Black History Month, guys. It's a big month. Mm-hmm. It's a big month. February, what else happens in February? Reading week?
Well, I have a little question for you. Okay. If you flip this paper over and read it out loud for the group.
Will you be my Valentine, yes or no?
Really? Yeah.
Is there a third option?
No.
Oh. I'll say yes.
Guys, I'm so happy.
Okay.
My boyfriend said yes to be my Valentine.
All right, just play your next song. It's like, whatever, bro.
Those are beautiful. Yeah. Love that. We're watching The Moment tonight.
Guys.
Me, my Valentine.
Charlie XCX is The Moment. I'm excited.
I'm going to go with really low expectations.
I don't feel any way about
it. Yeah.
Like, I actually don't know. I haven't heard much really about it, mm-hmm. other than the fact that it's a mockumentary. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a workplace comedy.
Yeah.
But the workplace is like Charlie XCX's concert. And I know Alex Skarsgård's in it. Mm-hmm. And Kylie Jenner. That's...
I did not know Kylie Jenner was in it.
Well, a little spoiler then.
Is
sorry.
Timmy in it too?
Timmy's not in it.
Wait. No, not me thinking. I was about to say Timmy sedate Charlie XCX.
What?
Girl, but what? He did. That actually, like 3 years ago, you didn't hear about this?
Okay, she's lying.
Timothée Chalamet used to date Charlie
XCX. All she does is lie, bruh.
Bruh,
this
lie.
Is why, you know what? I rescind my Valentine's
no.
offer.
Guys, I'll play my next two songs. I'm going to be playing Hit Me Where It Hurts by Skrillex, Dylan Brady, and Caroline Polachek. I told you guys in episodes before, this is the year of me getting into Skrillex. Okay, mm-hmm. It's happening. And then I'm also going to be playing GTH Remix by Susie Shear, a banger.
Play him. We'll be right back.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else you got going on.
You just listened to Hit Me Where It Hurts by Skrillex, Dylan Brady, and Caroline Polachek, and GTH Remix by Susie Shear on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
Y'all, listening to Beat Banter really feels like being in the car with Bo Beats. Like, what do y'all know about Do Not Expect Too Much in the End of the World by Roddy Jude?
And speaking of Roddy Jude, Aiden finally got a downloaded version of Roddy Jude's Dracula, which we watched with Eric Taylor. And how was your first time watch?
My first watch, okay, I won tickets to see Dracula in a contest, and I went back to Toronto to see, and I went with Juliana, who's listening right now. Hi! and we watched it at TIFF Lightbox. They had one showing. Mm-hmm. I would say after, like, 20 minutes, I would say, like, 20% of the audience was left the theater.
Really?
Like, it was there were so many walkouts. By the end, it was, like, very empty. Like, it was me, like, in our row. It was very empty. Like, it was very empty. It was crazy.
People in a row were leaving.
It's in our row. Like, all around us were leaving. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice it as much because we were sitting closer to the front. That's just the seats that I got. But, like, at the end, we turned around, and I literally was like, oh, my gosh, everybody's gone. But I loved watching the movie. I loved watching it with Juliana. Like, that's my queen. And it is a very interesting movie. It's kind of like, how would you describe it? Because you also watched
it. I don't even know. I've only seen one Roddy Jude in theater, and it was Postcards from Utopia, that was a very interesting viewing experience for me.
Yeah.
No walkouts, and that one is, like, the compilation of, like, ads and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This was so long.
It's three hours.
Yeah, a very long movie. I made my old coworkers, go watch it at VIFF, and they literally both gave it 2 stars and were like, why in the world would you make me go watch that? That was so awful. And that was their first impression. I think this is
a bad first impression of Roddy Jude.
Yes, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I was so confused because this movie came out, like, last year. And so I'm like, why is the AI so bad?
Right. Okay, so for context, the premise is this director wants to use AI to make his own version of Dracula, like a ChatGPT type bot, but really, obviously, it's Roddy Jude. The bot is named, like, Judex or whatever. Like, it's just Roddy Jude writing all of these scenarios of, like, Dracula, like, communist version of Dracula, a historical telling of Dracula, the first Romanian Dracula story.
Mm-hmm.
But then
they were like, guys, we need a lesbian Dracula story, and then they don't do it.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, we're not allowed to, Donald Trump won't let me, or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is a really interesting movie, and I think, I think it's interesting. Like, I think it is, like, a good criticism of our times, like, of all the, like, quote-unquote Draculas of our times.
What was your favorite one?
My favorite story was probably... I like the last story, but I also like there's a story of just like it's kind of like a romance between this guy and this girl, and then he just drops on her the information, like, they're seeing each other for a while, and then he's like, by the way, you know I'm married, and she commits suicide. And she actually jumps out of a car and gets impaled by a stake. That's like the Dracula allegory.
I liked it when the girl dressed up as Dracula went back to the OG Dracula home, and she was like, it was like a museum guide being like, and then would impale these rats and stakes in prison, and she was like, I never did that.
And then
they, like, dragged her out.
Yeah, basically it was like what's his name, I forget, Vlad the Impaler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the myth of Vlad the Impaler, if he came back to his house, which is now turned into a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and he's like, all of this is not true, like, I didn't do any of this or whatever.
Also, Redditor's kid is in the movie.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cardboard cutouts. It's a very low budget. It's all shot on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really interesting movie, and I think it's like, I like it as a criticism of our times. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I'll play my last two songs of the episode because I need to stop talking. I'm getting hella annoying, but I'm gonna play "The Sea" by Pulgus, which is this, like, I don't even know who they are. Like, they have low-key, like, less than 1,000 streams on this song, but it's incredible. And I'm also going to be playing Good Time by Junior Mesa.
Mm, play him.
Play him.
There's a time between the second
You just listened to The Sea by Pulgus and Good Time by Junior Mesa on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
Two bangers.
I'm going to play my last two songs now. One of them is by Jenna Horn, All in Bed. This is an artist that I saw Geniano, like, promoting. So I listened to the album. It's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we're finishing off with Talk is for Lovers by Casual Affairs.
Play them.
If it isn't you, yesterday I was dreaming, today I'm getting through another.
sort of about the songs.
You just listened to All in Bet by Jana Horn and Talk Is for Lovers by Casual Affairs on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
Guys, we're running close to the end.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you again next week, but you're in for a treat because you're listening to a brand new show next, Basement.
Yes, Basement.
Nice.
Come on.
But we hope to see you here next week on
Beat Banter. The only show.
Bye.
Bye.
Stuck in the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune into Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. You are listening to Basement Noise, and this is your lovely host, Emily. This is my first episode or recording ever, so please give me some grace and don't be too mean. I should probably just get right into the music, right? This first song coming up is from a Hamilton-based rock trio called The Dirty Nil. Now, I was really lucky and I got to see these guys all the way back in September at the Broom Factory downtown. And when I tell you, I was an instant fan. Their